Hey, good morning. Today's daf is Zavachim daf Peites. We are at the top of Peites, Amin Aleph, at the beginning of the next perek, the 10th perek in Maseches Zavachim, perek Kol HaTadir. So today we're going to talk about two very well-known principles in Halacha that apply to Kachim, but also have application outside of Kachim as well. So these principles should be familiar to us. The first Mishnah in the perek is going to discuss the concept of Tadiros, is going to discuss the concept of Kol HaTadir Mechavero Kodem Es Chavero. Whatever is more common, whatever happens more frequently, then something precedes that other thing. So if we have the ability to do two different mitzvos, we're going to rank in order of action or in order of priority based on which mitzvah occurs more frequently. The second Mishnah, which is in the middle of Peites Amud Aleph, is going to talk about the concept of Kol HaMekudash Mechavero, that anything which has a higher level of Kedusha, higher level of sanctity, then another thing takes precedence. And again, the Mishnah is going to, or the Mishnayos are going to talk about these concepts in regard to Zvachim, in regard to Kachim. In particular, the second Mishnah is going to get very detailed and talk about Kol HaMekudash Mechavero, and which karbanos are more makudash than other karbanos. But these concepts, at least, are not they're not Zvachim specific concepts. They're concepts that we're more familiar with through general halachic literature, because they have application outside of the outside of Kachim. And the entirety of Peites Amud Beis is going to talk about how we know the various order of hierarchy listed in the second Mishnah. That's going to take us to the end of the daf. So says the Mishnah on top of Peites Amud Aleph, Kol HaTadir Mechavero Kodem Es Chavero. Anything that occurs more frequently than it's something else takes precedence. And what's an application of this? Therefore, Hatamidim Kodmin Lamusafin. You have the Tamid, which was brought twice a day in the Beis HaMikdash, with Tamid Shel Shachar, Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. A Korban Musaf was brought only on special occasions, on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Yom Tov, etc. And therefore, the Tamidim that would be brought in the Beis HaMikdash takes precedence over the Musafim. They are brought first. What does it mean, takes precedence? It takes precedence means two things. Number one, it means that in sequence, they're brought first. Number two, it means what happens if you only have one animal? So the question, what happens if you have only one animal? So you bring that which is tadir from that animal. So atamidim kodmin lamusafin, and then musafe Shabbos kodmin lamusafe Rosh Chodesh. Let's say you have a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, you have to bring two karbanos musaf. You have to bring the karban musaf for Shabbos, and you have to bring the karban musaf for Rosh Chodesh. So which one comes first? So the karban musaf of Shabbos comes first because it's obviously more tadir. Shabbos occurs every week. Rosh Chodesh occurs only once a month. Musfei Rosh Chodesh kodmin lemusfei Rosh Hashanah. What happens on Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah, in addition to being a holiday, is also Rosh Chodesh. It's Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So again, you have to bring two karbanos musaf. The musaf of Rosh Hashanah, the musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Says the Mishnah, the musaf of Rosh Chodesh comes first because it's tadir. It comes 12 times a year, 13 times in the case of a leap year. Rosh Hashanah comes only once a year. How do we know all this? It says in the Pasuk, Milvad Olas HaBoker, except for the Olas HaBoker, besides the Olas HaBoker, Asher Lo Olas HaTamid, Ta'asu Es Ela. In other words, in addition to the Karbanos Tamid that you're going to bring, which come every day, you also bring the Karban Musaf. And as Rashi points out over here, Milvad Olas HaBoker, Hoasu Yekvar Mashma, Almat Midim Kodmin Lemusaf. In other words, in addition to the Olas HaBoker, in addition to the Tamid Shel Shachar that was already brought, you also have to bring the Karbanos Musaf of the various special days. And from there we know that the Musaf, that the Tamid rather, takes precedence over the various Karbanos Musaf. The Achronim over here are medayin, how much of a blanket rule this Kol HaTadir Mechavero Kodem Es Chavero is. So in other words, what happens if you bring the animal that's designated for the Karban Musaf to the Azara before the Tamid actually reaches the Azara? In other words, if they're both there, then I understand I have to bring the Tamid first. What happens if the Korban Musaf comes to the Azara first? Do we still say no, Tadr v'she'ina Tadr, and therefore I'm going to wait, I'm going to leave that animal there, and I'm going to wait until I bring the Korban Tamid? Or, since that one came first to the Kodesh, since that one came first to the Azara, am I going to bring the Korban Musaf first in that instance? So there's a machlokas achronim whether we are rigorous in our application of tadr v'she'ina tadr, or whether we might vary based on what comes to the azara first. The achronim are also medayin whether tadr v'she'ina tadr applies only in a case where you could do two mitzvos, or also where you're only able to do, or also when you're only able to do one of the mitzvos. So in other words, is it an issue of precedence, or simply of priority, or does it also dictate which one I choose? The Pasha says it dictates which one you choose to do also, because the point is, if you're doing one first, and therefore if you only have the ability to do one, the one that's more frequent is the one that ought to be brought. And finally, and this is going to be dealt with in the Gemara in a couple of days, but the Achronim are careful here to point out that Tadirus means that something is more frequent as a matter of halacha, or as a matter of requirement, and not simply that it's more common. So as we'll see in a couple of days, the Gemara is going to talk about, I think it's about Karbanas Nedava or Karbanas Shlamim, and it's going to try to say that a Karban Shlamim is Tadir, and the Gemara is going to say, no, Karban Shlamim or Karban Nedava is not Tadir, it's just more common. Tadirus means, as a function of halacha, I have to bring it more often. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. So says the Gemara, Minolan. So how do we know that Kol HaTadr Mechavero Kodem Chavero? Says the Gemara, Minolan, Kedakamar Taima, Milvad Olas HaBoker. We cited a pasuk in the Mishnah. It says, Milvad Olas HaBoker Asher La'alas HaTamid. It's Mashma, I already brought the Karban Tamid. So that tells me that to me the Markod Min L'Musafin. So why are you asking me for a Makar over here? So says the Gemara, So Dilma Tmidamim the Kadmul Musafim Mishram Tadiri. Ah, if it was only from that pasuk, I would think I would only know that the Tamid comes before the Karban Musaf, because the Karban Tamid is more Tadir. Musafin Lumusafim Inalan. How do I know that even Lagabe Karbanos Musaf, where I have two competing Karbanos Musaf, one of which is more Tadir than the other, we're going to apply the same order of hierarchy? So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Ilai, Diamar Kra, because there's a separate pasuk, Lagabe Karbanos Musaf, it says, Ka'ele Tasu Layom Shivas Yamim. It says, we just read it last week's Parsha, it says, Ka'ele Tasu Layom Shivas Yamim. Ele Ka'ele. So it says, so the diuk is that Ela is Ka'ele. What does it mean, Ela Ka'ele? So Rashi over here says, it's in the first, it's in the last wide line going into the skinny lines. Ka'ele tasu, basar ukra, de mavad olas habokar, tasu es Ela. After the pasuk of mavad olas habokar, tasu es Ela, ksiv Ka'ele tasu, it says Ka'ele tasu, mashma kaseder sharmarti lecha, Ka'ele shamala, kashem sha tadir kodem, kach seder amusafim. Just like by the Tamid, the Tadr is Kodem, so too by the Seder Musafim, the Tadr is Kodem. Shem Yom Sheyesh Peiz Musafim Kegom B'Shabbos Shabbatocha Regel Yeh Tadr Kodem. That if it's a day where there are two Karbanos Musaf, like it's a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, or a Shabbos Yontif, or a Rosh Chodesh Rosh Hashanah, the one that's Tadr comes first. So says the Gemara, how can this teach me the principle of Tadr V'Sheina Tadr Tadr Kodem V'Haimi Boilei Lugufei? But don't you need the pasuk to teach me the actual halach? In other words, Ela Ka'ela, it's not teaching me that some karbanos take precedence over other karbanos. It tells me that on each day of Pesach, I have to bring a karban musaf that's identical to the one that I brought the prior day. So says the Gemara, Imke Nichtev Ela Ta'asu Layom. So why doesn't it just say Ela Ta'asu Layom? It doesn't have to say Ka'ela. Says the Gemara, well, that's not good, because Iksev Ela Ta'asu Layom Shevas Yamim. If it would have said Ela Ta'asu Layom Shevas Yamim, Hava Mina Elu Shevas Yamim. Therefore, I would have thought that Ela, in other words, the seven animals that the Pasuk is talking about, have to be divided over all 7 days of the Yontif. I wouldn't know that I have to bring this Karban Musaf on each and every day. So says the Gemara, layom ksiv. But it says layom. It says each day you have to bring such a carbon like this. Vakati ema ela layom avol shar yom ela yadana kama. But I still might think, well, on the first day of Pesach, the pasuk tells me I have to bring seven karbanas. However, on the other days of Pesach, I know that I have to bring something because it says layom, but I don't know what it is exactly that I have to bring. Maybe I have to bring the same number of karbanos. Maybe I have to bring a different number of karbanos. So says the Gemara, Amar Kra Tasu. Therefore, it says in the Pasuk, Tasu, Sheyu Kol Asuyos Shavos, that all of the Asiyos have to be Shavos, that I bring the same amount of karbanos. I bring the same karban for Musaf each and every day of Pesach. And Abaya Omer Megufa Dekra. And Abaya says, no, we learn it out from the pasuk itself. Imkein Lema Kra Milvad Olas Haboker V'Tishtok. That the pasuk could have said Milvad Olas Haboker, which Rashi and the Mishnah pointed out, is how we make the diuk. Oh, Milvad Olas Haboker that I already brought. Why does it say Asher Lo Las HaTamid? So Asher Lo Las HaTamid Lamali. Why does it say Asher Lo Las HaTamid? Lemeimar Dahachta Tadira Tiktam. It's to teach me that which is Tadir comes first. It takes precedence. And Rashi says over here, the last Rashi before the Mishnah, Pshita De Olas HaBoker Olas HaTamidi. We know the Olas HaBoker is the Olas HaTamid. Ela Tala Lachatam Hakdamasa B'Tadiras. In other words, we see that the pasuk is saying, in other words, from the pasuk we know that the olas hatamid comes first. But what the pasuk is doing when it tells me asher lo olas hatamid is it's giving me the reason that the tamid shel shachar comes first. And once I know the reason that the tamid shel shachar comes first, I could apply that to other scenarios as well. And I could say, oh, whenever I have something that is more frequent than its companion, the thing that's more frequent comes first. So says Rashi, Elatala l'chatamak damasa b'tadiras, k'dei shatil modashar tadirim sheyakdemu, d'mishum higufa lamali l'frushe taima. Because if it were only to apply in this specific circumstance, then the pasuk wouldn't have needed to teach me a reason, because the pasuk says expressly and explicitly that the carbon tumid comes first. Why does it then give me the reason? It gives me the reason so I can apply it to other scenarios as well. Okay, that's the concept of tadirus. Now we're going to deal with the next topic of today's daf. So says the Mishnah, Kol ha-mekudash mechavero kodem es chavero. Anything that has a greater level of Kedusha than its companion takes precedence over the other thing. And therefore, Dama Chatas Kodem Lo Dama Ola. Let's say you have the Dam of two Karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. You have a Dam Chatas and a Dam Ola. So in that case, Dam Chatas is going to come before the Dam Ola. Why? Bipnei Shehu Meratzeh. Because the Dam Chatas is Meratzeh, and Rashi explains, that means that it's Mechaper Al Chayve Krisos Hatzarech Ritzui Gadol. That a korban chatas could be mechayiv if you do an avera that you would be chayiv kareis for b'mezid. If you did that avera b'shogeg, the korban chatas atones for you. And that's a big ritzoy, says Rashi, because it's an avera that otherwise would manifest as a chayiv kareis. What does an ola come to be mechaper on? An ola comes to be mechaper on the violation of a mitzvah saseh. Now, a lo saseh sheyesh ba kareis is obviously much more chamor than a mitzvah saseh. And therefore, the korban chatas relative to the korban ola, the korban chatas affects or effectuates a much greater ritzui. However, a vare ola, kodmin le'emure chatas, don't think that the entire service of the ola takes precedence. A vare ola, the limbs of the korban ola, come before the emurim of the chatas that are burned on the mizbeach, Bipneshu kala le'ishim, because the ola is burnt entirely, whereas the chatas, only the emurim are burnt, and then the rest of it, the meat, is eaten by the kohanim. And the fact that it's burned on the mizbeach gives the ola an extra level of kedusha. Chatas kodemes liyasham, a chatas comes before an asham, emneshe dama nitein ledalid kronos v'ala yesod, because the blood of the chatas is placed on the four kronos of the mizbeach, and also on the Yisod HaMizbeach. Rashi points out that the Chatas is on the Dalit Kronos, However, by the Korban Oshrim, what do? We do Shtei Matano Shein Arba, meaning we put it on two corners, and the blood then gets on two corners of the Mizbeach, but it's on the side. It's not actually on the Keren. And also, it's not on the Yesod. The Achronim say, it is on the Yesod, because by the Oshrim you also pour the Shirayim on the Yesod. And they answer, yes, they do, but the reason, you may recall, the reason that we know that you do that by Asham is because it says, Kachatas ka Asham, because we have a comparison from Chatas to Asham. The only time Shvicha Shirayim Ali Yesod is mentioned expressly in the Pasuk is by Chatas, and that gives Chatas an added element of Kedusha over Asham. Now, Asham Kodem Latoda V'El Nazir, if you have an Asham and a Toda or an El Nazir, the Asham is going to take priority. Mibneshu Kachay Kachim, because an Asham is Kachay Kachim, the Toda and the El Nazir are Kachim Kalim. Toda Vel Nazir Kodmin Lishlamim, a Toda and an El Nazir take precedence over a Karban Shlamim. Mibneshu Nechalim Liyom Echad, because they can only be eaten for a single day, whereas a Shlamim can be eaten for 2 days and a night. And the fact that the Toda and the El Nazir have the shorter window of opportunity to eat shows that the Karbanos have a higher level of Kedusha. And also they require bread to be brought along with the Karban. Hashlamim kodmin lebechar. Shlamim come before a bechar. Mimneshein tunim matan dalid. Because there are many mitzvos that are associated with the Karban Shlamim, because they require matan dalid for matanos of blood, v'smicha, and also smicha, unesachim, and they are accompanied by nesachim, utznufas chazav eshok, and also tznufas chazav eshok, that you have to wave these certain parts of the shlamim, and therefore there are all these matana, there are all these mitzvos that apply by shlamim that don't apply to bechar. However, bechar kodem lemaiser, the bechar comes before maiser, memnei shekdusha so meirechem, because the kedusha of bechar is from the womb of the mother animal, whereas maiser has to be designated as the 10th animal in order to achieve a level of kedusha. And also, v'nechal kohanim, bechar is also eaten by kohanim, that also shows that it has an element of kedusha. Hamaiser kodem l'ofos, however, a maiser, which is of a behema, comes before bird karbanos. Why? B'mneishu zevach, because it is a zevach. And what does that mean, because it's a zevach? So Rashi explains, b'mneishu min zevach, zvichas sakin, that it's shechted by a knife. In other words, it is shechted through a standard shechita. The oaf bimalika. However, an oaf, a bird, is slaughtered ritually through a malika in the Beis Hamikdash. V'zvachim chashivi mimneishem itzvason meruba shekolar kabanos ba mehem. And the zvachim, something that shechted, is more chashav than something which has a malika done to it, because there are many more mitzvos, i.e. there are many more karbanos done through shechita than through malika. So that's an element, that's an added benefit that shechita has. So some of the achronim are bothered that, okay, it's nice that other karbanos are done through shechita, but what do we know about shechita? We know that shechita is kshera bazar, because shechita is not an actual avoda, okay? Whereas malika is an actual avoda that the kohen has to do, that procedure where he goes to the back of the head with a finger, you know, with a fingernail and everything. But still, I understand that shechita is the means of shechting other karbanos, but it's not an avoda. So why is that more kadosh than malika, which is an avoda? So the Achronim explain that's why Rashi says that kol hazvachim are kol karbanos b'amim. Why does he have to get into the fact that all karbanos are shechted through shechita? Elamai, it's to teach me that even though in isolation shechita is not an avoda, malika is an avoda, shechita obviously has some level of kedusha, because it is the means of being matir every single type of karban except for karbana oaf. Okay, so what we had said was. That the Meiser is Kodem Lofos Mneishem Hum Zevach, because it's Zevach. And also the Mishnah continues, five lines up, V'yeshbo Kodesh Kadashim Damo Ve'imurim. And there is Kodesh Kadashim Damo Ve'imurim, meaning the Dam and the Imurim of the Karban of the Meiser is Kodesh Kadashim. What does it mean, Kodesh Kadashim? Rashi says it doesn't really mean Kodesh Kadashim, it means that it's burnt on the Mizbeach. that by an animal you have two elements of the animal that are burnt on the Mizbeach, the blood and also the emurim. However, by an oaf you only have the blood, and therefore the more parts of something are burned on the Mizbeach, the holier, the more kadosh that thing obviously is. Ha'ofos kodmen l'menachos, the ofos come before menachos, v'ayimim neshein mine damim, because at least there's some sort of blood service that is associated with those karbanos. Minchas chote kodem l'minchas nedava, and minchas chote comes before a minchas nedava, m'nei shehu ba'al chait, because it comes to atone for a sin, and we saw at the beginning of the Mishnah, something that atones for a sin is more kodesh, is more kadosh than something that does not atone for as great a sin. And chatas ha'ov, kodem es lola sa'ov, v'chein behekdesha. And the chatas ha'ov comes before an ola sa'ov, because we already said that the chatas comes before the ola, because the chatas is mechaper even on chai v'krisis, whereas the ola is only mechaper on a bittul mitzvah saseh. And says the Mishnah v'chein be'ekdesha. What does it mean v'chein be'ekdesha? Rashi says when you have a kan of birds, when you have a pair of birds, some you have to bring bird karbanos often as a pair, unless it's a nedava. And when you designate the pair, you designate one for a chatas and one for an ola. And what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to designate the chatas bird first, because it's going to be more kadosh over here. And again, it should be noted that this concept of kol mekudosh mechavero kodem es chavero has application again outside of kachim. That's why, for example, the kohen often goes first. Kohen gets the first aliyah. The kohen takes the first portion. The kohen benches, because there is an inyan of kedusha, and whatever is more kadosh than something else takes precedence. I should also mention on the prior mission, just an example of kol hatoter mechavero has application outside of kachim as well. For example, let's say you're faced with a situation where you weren't davening on Shabbos keseder, so therefore you, for whatever reason, missed musaf and shul, because if you're davening musaf right after shachar, even if it's already the time to daven mincha, you still just continue davening keseder atfila. What happens if you never daven musaf, all of a sudden you find yourself Shabbos afternoon, it's the middle of the afternoon, and it's already the zman to daven mincha, and it's also the zman to daven musaf, because you could daven musaf the entire day. So what do you do first? On the one hand, traditionally we daven musaf before mincha, but on the other hand, mincha is more tadir, because you daven mincha every day, you daven musaf only on Shabbos. So the halacha is, you daven mincha, then you daven musaf. Again, the exception is where you're just davening keseder, so therefore, even if you hit the zman mincha on a day, let's say like Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur, the halacha would still be that you just daven musaf, you daven straight through, you daven musaf, then mincha. But so we see that these two concepts have application outside of kachim. All right, so let's flip over. Peites and Mabeis. So now the Gemara is going to get very granular and talk about each of the various clauses in the Mishnah here. So says the Gemara, Mina ani mili. How do we know the halacha of kol mekudesh mechavero kodem chavero ditanu rabbanan? Because it says like this, and Rashi points out, Mina ani mili didam chatas kodem ledam ola ve'evare ola kodem leimurei chatas. We add two rules in the Mishnah of in the order of precedence or hierarchy between the chatas and the ola, but they were reversed. By blood, we said the blood of the chatas goes first. By the sacrificial parts of the carbon, we said the parts of the ola go first because more of it is burnt on the mizbeach. So it says the Gemara like this: Upar sheni ben bakar tikach lechatas. That second par ben bakar should be taken for a chatas. So what does it mean, par sheni ben bakar? Im balalam echem shnayim, if it's simply to teach me that there are two karbanos, and this is talking about, Rashi points out, this was talking about the chinuch halavim. In Parshas Baaloscha, by the Chanukas HaMishkan, it says that there were two calves, and the second one was taken for a chatas. So im balalam echem shnayim, if it's only to teach me that there were two animals, arei kvar nemar v'yasa esechad chatas v'esechad ola. It already told me that one of them is a chatas, one of them is an ola. I know how to do simple addition. 1 + 1 = 2. Why are you then telling me in the pasuk that it's parsheni? So matam alomar parsheni ben bakar tikach lechatas. It's sheyachol to teach me as follows. Sheyachol sheyei chatas kodemis lechol maase ola. I might think because the blood application of the chatas takes precedence over the blood application of the Ola. So too, the entire service of the Chata should take place over the entire service of the Ola, and therefore I should just do everything with the Chatas before I turn to the Ola. Tamalamar uparsheni ben bakar tikach lechatas. That no, the Chatas legabe the imurim, legabe the sacrificial parts, is actually second, because the Eivare Ola come before the Emure Chatas. Now, I Parsheni, but if you want to say it's Parsheni, if it's actually the second, Yachote Ola Kodemes Lachatas Lachol Masea, I might think then the opposite, that the Ola comes before Chatas in all of its actions. Tamalomar Vasei Esechot Chatas Vesechot Ola. But the Pasuk mentions Chatas before it mentions Ola. So, okay, so I'm getting mixed messages here. On the one hand, I'm being told that the Chatas comes first. On the other hand, I'm being told that the Ola comes first. How do I reconcile this? The Dam Chatas comes before the Dam Ola, because the Dam Chatas is Meratzeh. Whereas once I get past the blood, then I flip and I'm actually going to deal with a Vare Ola first, because the Evare Ola are all burnt on the Mizbeach, as opposed to the Chatas, that only the Emurim of the Chatas are burned on the Mizbeach. Tosfos over here, top Tosfos on the page, Dam Chatas Kodem Ladam Olam Neshu Meratzeh. Tosfos says, why don't we say that the Dam Chatas comes first because it has four Matanos that we saw in the Mishnah? That's why the Dam Chatas comes before the Dam Asham. So why don't we use that as a reason for the Chatas to take priority over the Ola? So Adolo Kamar Taima Mishum De Shadama Niten Al Dalek Kronos Kediamar Gabe Osha Mishum De Kiva De Dam Ola Asi Mikoach Kolil Kediamar Begemara Lo Sagi B'Taima Darba Kronos. So Tosva says, well, the fact that it's put on four Kronos is cute, but remember, the blood of the Ola, even though it doesn't come with four Matanos, even though it's Shayim Shem Arba, is coming from the Koach of an animal that's entirely burned on the Mizbeach. So that itself gives it a level of Kedusha. So in order to take priority over an animal that's burnt entirely on the Mizbeach, I'm going to need a better reason than the fact that, oh, this is four Matanos versus two Matanos, Shayim Shem Arba, and therefore we resort to the reason that the Dam Chatas is Meratzeh. That's a good enough reason to show that it takes precedence, even though the Ola is Kula Kalil. Okay, Evare Ola, now Vayter in the Gemara, Evare Ola, come before the Emure Chatas, Vamai. Now the Gemara is still hard. These two dots are misplaced here because the Gemara is still harping on the Dam Chatas. In other words, what we had said was the Dam Chatas takes precedence over the Dam Ola because it's Meratzeh. What the Gemara is going to say now is which of the Matanos Dam by a Chatas is Meratzeh? It's the first Matana. So if you're telling me the Ola is a more Kadosh Karban because it's Kula Kalil, but there's a tension because the Dam Chatas is Meratzeh, and therefore the Dam Chatas has to become first. So just do the Matana of the Chatas that is Meratzeh, the first Matana, then do the Ola, and then finish up with the Chatas. So says the Gemara, V'amai Matana Kamaisa de Mechapra Tiktam, V'hanachlo, let the first Matana which effectuates the Ritzui, the Kapara, come first for the Chatas, and then table the other three, then do the Ola, and then come back to do the other three. Samaravina Achabachatas Alaviya Maskinan. Nah, remember, Rashi said the Echad Chatas and Echad Ola is the Chatas Alaviyim. It was the Korban Chatas that was brought in connection with the Chanukah Samishkan. That Chatas wasn't brought to be Mechaper on a Chait. So it's not like, oh, the first application of blood is the one that's Meratzeh and the rest are not. There is no Ritzui necessary because there was no Chait. So V'afalgav the Chiola Dami, Kamarachmana, he ticked him. Even though this Chatas effectively has the status of an Ola, because neither of them come to be Mechaper on the Chait, still the Pasuk says that the Dam Chatas comes before the Dam Ola. Therefore, once I know that the Dam Chatas comes before the Dam Ola, it applies to all of the applications of the Dam Chatas come before the Dam Ola. But Marava Amri in Eretz Yisrael, they used to say, "Hol v'hiskel b'matanos gomer," forgetting about the fact that the Korban Chatas over there was not Baal Chait, even if it was Baal Chait, it's not appropriate to start and then stop and then start again. So you have to bring the blood of the Chatas first because it's Meratzeh. Once you're going to do that, just finish it up, then bring the blood of the Ola. All right, says the Gemara Vayter. Iboilu, Dam Chatas ve'evare Ola, ezemem kodem. All right, now what if I have Dam Chatas and a Vare Ola? So in other words, I already shechted the Ola, and I already applied the blood to the Mizbeach, and now I shechted a chata. So I have dam chatas and a vari ola. So which takes precedence? So the Mishnah told me only about dam chatas versus dam ola, a vari ola versus a murei chatas. What happens if I'm going to mix a match? So let's get fancy here. Says the Gemara. So yiboilu, dam chatas veivari ola ezameim kodem. Dam chatas kodem imnei shemaratze. Does the dam chatas come first because it's maratze on chait? Odilma veivari ola kodem imnei shein kolal ishim. Or maybe they veivari ola take precedence because they're all burnt on the mizbeach. So says the Gemara, toshma. Dam chatas kodem ledam ola. The dam chatas comes before the blood of the ola. Ledam ola de kodem leivari ola lo kodem. Ah, so the diak is that the dam chatas takes precedence over the So the dam chatas takes precedence over only the blood of the ola, but it doesn't take precedence over the evarim of the ola. Says the Gemara, Adaraba me seifa. Go look at the seifa. Evari ola kodmin leimuri chatas. It says the evari ola take precedence over the emuri chatas. Leimuri chatas udekadim ledam chatas lo kadim. They take precedence over only the emuri chatas, but not over the dam chatas. So elameha leka lamash mamina. But from here we can't learn anything. If you look at the Gilyan Ashas says, it's on the left side over here, a little bit less than halfway down, right above the Torah Or. So it says, Tamuali Dilma Shneim Shavim. Why do we say Mehalakal Amashma Mina, which means that we just can't figure it out. Maybe what the Psukim are trying to teach me, or what the Drushas are trying to teach me here in the Mishnah, rather, is that they're equal. You're trying to bring me a raya that one takes precedence. I have no raya, and therefore they're on equal footing. Dilma shneim shavim v'yachol lahaktim l'misha yirtze v'ina dyukim soser ma'adadi. Maybe it's not a situation where the dyukim are soser, where the dyukim contradict each other. Maybe it's simply a case where I can do whatever I want. And taka, that's the way the Rambam paskins. The Rambam paskins, in a case where you have the dam chatas and a vari ola, do whatever you want, because the Dukim and the Mishnah don't conclusively resolve the issue. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, Iboilu, Dam Ola Veimurei Chatas. Now, let's say I have Dam Ola and Emurei Chatas. So before we were talking about the aspects of each Karban that are the most Kadosh, that take priority. Now we're talking about, let's say I have the B squad over here. So I have the Dam Ola and the Emurei Chatas. So Ezem Em Kodem. Dam ola kodem. Should we say that the blood of the ola comes first? Di kaasi mekoach kolil. Because at least the dam ola comes from an animal that has a higher level of kedusha, because the entire carbon is burnt on the mizbeach. O dilma emurechatas kodmin. Or maybe I should bring the emurechatas first. Di kaasi mekoach mechaper. Because the emurechatas come mekoach an animal that is a mechaper. Tosfos points out, isn't this just what we had the argument over? We had the argument over one is mechaper, one is kula kolil. What we're saying is no. Now we're arguing that was about the primary part of the korban that's actually mechaper and kolil. Now we're talking about the derivative aspect of the korban. In other words, does something takes precedence because derivatively it comes from an animal that's kula kolil? So it's not quite the same exact. Not quite the same exact question. It says the Gemara, Tashma, Dam Chatas Kodem Ladam Ola. The Dam Chatas comes before the blood of the Ola. Dam Chatas Ude Kodem Ladam Ola. Aval Emure Chatas Lo. So maybe it's only the blood of the Chatas that come before the blood of the Ola, but Emure Chatas don't come before the blood of the Ola. Lo Adaraba Me Seifa. But look at the Seifa. Evore Ola Kodmin Le Emure Chatas. Evore Ola Ude Kodmin Le Emure Chatas. Aval Dam Ola Lo. It's only the Evarim of the Ola that take priority over the Emure Chatas, but maybe the blood of the Ola would not take priority. No, we can't conclusively bring a raya from our Mishnah. Iboilu, dam ola v'dam asham, ezamim kadim. If now let's say you have a dam ola and a dam asham, which one comes first? We didn't have this in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah we had only chatas versus asham and chatas versus ola. So we know that chatas takes priority over ola. We know that chatas takes priority over asham. But ola is also a very chashuv carbon because it's kula kolil. So what happens when it goes head to head against Asham, does it take priority? Does it take precedence? So Dam Ola Vadam Asham is a Mam Kadim. Dam Ola Kodim the Kasi Mikoach Kalil. Maybe the Dam Ola takes precedence because it comes from the Koach of an animal that has such Kedusha it's entirely burned on the Mizbeach. Odilma Dam Asham Kodim, or maybe the Dam Asham comes first, the Mechaper, because it is actually Mechaper. So Toshma, Dam Chatas Kodim L'Dam Ola. It's only the Dam Chatas that comes before the Dam Ola. Aval Dam Asham Lo. So, however, the dam of an asham does not come before a dam ola. Says the Gemara, "Bedinu dibay lemisnei dam asham." No, maybe really, we also should have learned this halacha lagabe dam asham. Va'aydi dibay lemisnei seifa. However, since in the seifa we say, in the second clause of the Mishnah we say, "Evurei ola kodmin le'emurei chatas." That the Evarei Ola come before the Emurei Chatas, and why don't we learn that halacha lagabei an Asham? The Itana le Emurei Asham, because if we would have said that the Evarei Ola come before the Emurei Asham, Hava Mina le Emurei Asham Udekadmi, I might have thought that the Evarim of an Ola only come before the Emurim of an Asham. Le Emurei Chatas lo kadmi. However, they don't take precedence over the Emurei Chatas, because the Chatas comes to be mechaper not only on an avera, but on an avera sheyesh pachi of kare. So that's like a big ritzui. Mishamachi tana chatas. Therefore, the Mishnah teaches mechatas to tell me that the evarim of an ola even take precedence over the emurim of a chatas. However, maybe I have no raya in the resha in the first part of the Mishnah that deals with blood. Maybe it's not only the dam chatas that come before the dam ola. Maybe it's also the dam asham that comes before the dam ola. Says the Gemara Tashma, chatas kodem la asham, but the chatas comes before the asham. That's what we also saw in the Mishnah. So chatas hu dekadme lele asham. It's maybe it's only the chatas that comes before the asham. Aval ola lo, but maybe the ola doesn't come before the asham. So my lav dam. So aren't we talking about the blood? So isn't the saraya that only the chatas takes precedence over the asham, but not an ola, and therefore the asham would come first? Lo ayimurim. No, we're talking about amurim. We're not talking about blood at all. Dekanami diktani mimnei shedama nitain. So what we are talking about is you have a murei chatas, a murei asham. What comes first? It's a murei chatas. How do I know that we're talking about the emurim and not the blood? Because when the Mishnah tells me what the kedusha of chatas is, it says because the blood was placed on four corners, as opposed to the asham where the blood was placed shtayim sheim arba. And that has to be talking about the emurim. Because if it's talking about the dam, it's not that the dam was placed. It's that the dam is placed. That's what. So that's the diuk that Rashi makes. Therefore, we know that we're talking about the emurim. All right, let's go weiter. Chatzas kodemes. So adaraba asham kodem sheyesh la kitzva. An asham should come first, maybe because it has a kitzva. It comes from shnei shkalim. There's a minimum amount that you could spend on the karban. Afilu achi riba demizbeach adif. Nevertheless, it is riba demizbeach. In other words, the more matanas dam is much stronger. Asham kodem latoda, adaraba toda vel nazar kodmi shekain tunim lechem. Aye, maybe the toda and vel nazar should take precedence over the yasham because they require lechem. Afilu achi kachay kachim adifa. No, the fact that it's kachay kachim is stronger. Toda vel nazar, adaraba shlamim kodmi shekain yeshnam betzibur kabiyachin. Maybe the shlamim should come first because the shlamim can come bekarban zibur or as a karban yachin. Afilu achi nechal liyom echad adifa. No, the fact that the toda and vel nazar can be eaten only for one day shows me that they have a higher level of kedusha. Ibailu toda vel nazar edemem kodem. So we've been viewing toda vel nazar as a group. How about if you have a toda and an el nazar, which one of them comes first? Toda kadma shechein tuna dalid mine lechem. Does the toda come first because it requires four types of bread? Odilma el nazar kodem shechein yeshimo damim acherim. Or maybe the el nazar comes first because it has other blood. What does it mean, other blood? Because it is associated with, it's associated with an ola and a chatas. An el nazar is brought along with an ola and a chatas. So it says the Gemara Tashma, zu kodemes lezu. One, this one comes before the other. She zu tuuna dalim mine lechem. In other words, we focus on the lechem that comes with it and not the fact that it comes with damim acherim. Because the fact that the El Nazir has to come with Ola and Achatas doesn't lead to any actual Kedusha of the carbon itself. It doesn't actually speak to the importance of the carbon itself. Simply, it's ancillary stuff that comes along with it. All right, just one more. Ashlamim kodim al-Bakar. Shlamim come before Bakar. Adarabba Bechor Kodem, the Bechor should come first, Shekain Kedushaso Meirechem, Venecha Lekohanim, that the for therefore it should become first. Afiluachi Mitzvah Siseiros Adifa. Nevertheless, Mitzvah Siseiros, the Nesachem, the Tufas Chazav Ashok, etc., come first. And then the last one, Abachar Kodem, Adarabba Meiser Kodem, Shekain Mekadesh Lefana Velachrav. Meiser should come first because what happens if you mess up when you're counting? And you count the ninth one is 10, and then the 11th one is 10. So in that case, the Gemara goes through a situation where all three karbanos can actually achieve a level of kedusha. So maybe that should teach me that meiser is more important. Afilu achi kedusha merechem adifa. Nevertheless, kedusha merechem is actually considered to be a stronger element of kedusha than the fact that by meiser, if I mess up in the count, I can be Mekadesh three animals, and therefore the Bechor takes precedence over Meiser. All right, so tomorrow we're going to start discussing the concept of Meiser and Ophos, and we're going to get into the priority of the various karbanos that are brought from birds.